Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Monday. Wedding week! Woohoo!
Somebody ask me one more time around this office.
Are you ready? Are you nervous?
I just want to I just want to wear something on my chest saying, yes, I'm ready for the wedding.
Why did you get your hair cut so early?
Because it grows in nicely 5 days later. I timed it out perfectly.
Let me see your lip.
The lips are fine.
Let me see the top lip. That
healed fast.
Why are you rooting for my lip to not heal?
I'm not rooting for it, but my goodness. It healed with time to spare.
Yes. So now it's making it to Friday without any bumps, bruises, or anything of that matter.
Walk slowly.
Now what, and that's another thing, I do need to move slower because I bopped my head on.
Oh, of course you did.
On the stairwell, it's a little bit lower, starter home, it's not a Brad Northman estate, so walls are a little closer to each other, so I, boom, bang my head. All good. What I did miss on Friday was Alex Stroph. You know why? Brewers!
Brewers!
And I'm going to put the fact that they didn't win on Sunday yesterday because we didn't get the full energy all week that they needed to just grind through after using a million pitchers against the Reds. They have a doubleheader. That is correct. The Brewers right now up 1-0 against the Chicago Cubs.
Yeah.
And they're threatening. Durbin with a one-out double after Terang went yard. 7 homers in August for Bryce Terang. Yes, you're hearing me correct. Yelich walked, Vaughn walked, and now it's up to Blake Perkins to get it done here for the crew in the top of third with 2 outs. I'm Ben Brust alongside Kyle Wallace. Say something, Kyle.
Hey, it's Monday. It's a good day. You just told me the Brewers are already up. This is a great day to be alive, as you would say.
No, Brad Northman, this is allegedly last week of recovery before he's back.
He said he's talking a little bit. It didn't seem too promising via the text message, like he was ready to go full blow.
Yeah, he's got to do voice therapy. He's got to do his thing. You know, he had a surgery. Surgery's, you know.
Dumb question. What do you think they're doing in voice therapy? Is he like counting to 10?
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la.
Okay. I don't know, but he told me that the feedback was he breathes wrong and he talks wrong.
How do you breathe?
Talk wrong? Where's he speaking from?
How do you breathe wrong?
I don't know. Maybe this is one of those things where they're like, maybe he needs a mouth guard so that his nostrils breathe correctly.
But he's still alive, so it means he's breathing correctly in some capacity.
Oh, there's some heavy breathers out here.
There's also a lot of people with sleep things that don't know they have sleep things until they get it checked out.
Yeah, that's real. That's real. Very real.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text Line. This is more. You can get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, obviously, the nerd in me looks at something like this today, and I do want to talk about the Brewers initially from an overall perspective and keep you updated on what is going on, but they're already pulling Cade Horton. 2 2/3. He was up to 61 pitches.
Dang, man. That's that plate discipline.
But that is huge because of what the Brewers had to endure, playing 2 extra inning games, using lots of arms. And this is a 5-game series. You have a doubleheader. And so the fact that they're already going into their bullpen, putting that much pressure on the Cubs, is awesome.
Games in one day.
Look, Kyle, as I was thinking, after the loss yesterday, obviously it was electric when Contreras went yard. I think we all felt like it was inevitable that this team was going to find a way to win. They didn't. And I don't want to re-legislate anything because we're on to today. But ultimately, when I think about the 14 games that the Brewers won, how they've won 8 games 3 times in a row this year. 8 games 3 times in a row. First team to do 11 straight games twice in a row since 1935 in the National League,
mm-hmm.
and then breaking their franchise record, right? That's all good and great. And within all of that, the sentiment is, are they peaking too early? We're getting a lot of that. I'm even seeing on some videos that we've had a lot of reach on our social medias of like, oh, it will just be another, you know, protect your heart. It's another Brewers early playoff exit. And this is what I think we're failing to understand about this team specifically. When you win at the clip that this team has won at, and they've won in a variety of different ways. I'll equate this to the best teams that I was on when I was playing at Wisconsin basketball. In 2014 and 15, we could win in the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
They've won 3-1. They've pulverized teams. They've come back 8 times in those 14 games that they won. They came back in those. So when you win at this clip, it gives you a confidence that no matter what adversity you face, regular season, postseason, whatever, you look at the guy next to you and you know what they're capable of, and that carries throughout the entire year and the rest of the season from the regular season and beyond. So, yeah, the streak is over, but what they continue to learn about themselves every single game is how real they are, and it doesn't matter who is on the team, next man up, that man delivers. Andrew freaking Monasterio. Come on. It feels like this is all made up, but it's not. This is all happening because of a mentality that the manager has put in place, that Christian Yelich has says you don't need to put your team on the back because somebody else will pick you up. And that is just, that energy is flowing through this team. So that is my overall takeaway from what this team has done. And it gives me excitement that I don't even have to answer about the peaking too early, because I know what they're going through is going to pay dividends for them later.
Yeah, I'm with you with that, Ben. And for me, I think about the fact that I don't think the streak was amazing, but the will that this team had, right? The will that they had to win these games, even yesterday where William Contreras hit that home run to put the Brewers up. They hadn't done anything offensively the entire game, but finally when they had their final couple at-bats, they came through big. That's that will and understanding that we can come through anytime we want. But for me, the most impressive thing of all these streaks, it's the fact the Brewers were down 8-1 against the Cincinnati Reds, who are playing better baseball this season. And the fact that Christian Yelich told his manager, Pat Murphy, that we are going to win this game despite them trailing 8-1 after 2 innings. And then they came back and won. To me, that shows you that this team never quits. And Christian Yelich, though he may be silent, he is one of the leaders of that baseball team. So this is all great, right? This is all great for the warm-up for what we really need to look for, and that is for the playoff run. So I'm right there with you, Ben. They have overcome every single obstacle. They have faced it head-on, and they've been successful in these last 40, 50 games.
Sweeping the Dodgers twice, hitting Paul Skeens twice. Like, how much more do people want before they're going to just realize that this is different and this is real? If you like, I can't take fear away from people. If you want to protect your heart, do that. I'm just saying that's not a fun way to embrace what this team is doing with the evidence that they put forward. They've given you every reason to believe that they can do something that we haven't seen them do since 2018 and then maybe beyond.
And this is one of the best chances, for sure, best chances I've been alive, that the Milwaukee Brewers actually have to win a World Series. When you talk to people, I was down in Denver this weekend, and when you talk to people about the Milwaukee Brewers, they'll tell you, oh, that is a really good baseball team. They say there's nothing they don't do well. The Milwaukee Brewers are getting the national notoriety from other fans understanding that they're grinders and they're a team that you just cannot hate. So overall, I really feel like this Milwaukee Brewers have positioned themselves to have a successful run in the playoffs, and I really look forward to what they do. And Brewers fans, KBN Nation, open up your heart. I know we talked about this for a long time and not really opening up our hearts. We should open up our hearts, because what we are seeing is something that does not happen often. As me being a lifelong Brewers fan, same thing with Strofe and Ben adopting the Milwaukee Brewers as his team. We haven't seen this before, so we should really embrace and join this and embrace this ride and enjoy this ride that we have, because I think we're seeing something special. Strofe called it magic. I just say it's a hell of a baseball team. They're good.
They're
all great.
Of the above. Magic, special, amazing, good, all of the above.
No, we got to stop with the good. They're great.
You're right.
We do always.
The best team in baseball.
They're good. No, they're great. They are a great baseball team. They have an 8-game lead in the NL Central when they were plus 320 to start the season there. Obviously, their win total, which we'll be counting, over 83.5, got up to 84.5, but we got that, and Kyle's going to get his $19. I wish we would have puckered up a little more, but we don't talk about
things we didn't do.
We just move forward with the great things in front of us, which is what Pat Murphy's telling them to do. So maybe we should listen into Pat Murphy and live our lives that way and inspire each other to have each other's backs. Right, Strofe? Like, you go out with bronchitis, which you are self-diagnosing yourself with. It was the funniest thing that I've heard in a long time this morning when I stopped by
to talk to you. I've had bronchitis before, and it was a lot like what I had going on. I didn't go to the doctor.
You're a doctor.
I probably should have.
No, wait.
You said you had bronchitis?
I think I did. I'm not saying I did.
What was the other thing you had before? Oh, you had a kidney stone. Stop.
That one was diagnosed.
No.
We talked to a doctor.
No, that doctor, he was a quack. Let me not say that.
Whoa, that's the official KBNation doc.
We said his name on air. I'm sure he's a very good doctor.
He was a great guy.
He was a great guy. He just misdiagnosed Strofe. He fell into the trap of Strofe giving him false information.
That might be true.
Did you ever see the kidney stone?
No.
No.
So it never passed?
It was so small.
He said it was so small you wouldn't see it.
But yet he was acting as if the thing was the size of like a
It hurt
boulder.
A lot inside. It hurt
you didn't
body.
Even see it. So
you,
small that
you
it,
know,
it didn't.
Like, I
why are you going
look,
back to this?
I because it's you.
Because
you're claiming bronchitis.
Yourself.
You're playing.
Have you heard me the last 2 weeks? It's very likely I had bronchitis.
Well, you said it was the.
You
the,
said
the,
it was a Canadian
yeah,
smoke.
Yeah.
I think it evolved, and I got sicker and sicker.
Is there a connection between the wildfires turning to bronchitis?
Guys,
look what you're doing right now.
I think I was sick. I think the Canadian wildfire started my cough. Then I got sick. Because I had a fever, and I had, you can hear it in my sinuses still. So I was sick this past week. The prior week, I think it was just a cough from the wildfires. Now, this past week, on Friday when I took a day off, I had a fever of almost 102, which was not fun. I was shaking at 4 in the morning, and my teeth were chattering.
Almost 102? My daughter had a 103 last week, and she recovered after some sleep, and she's back at it. She's tougher than you.
Here I am.
Days later. You know, you wouldn't last as a coal miner. You know,
yeah,
that?
We talked about this earlier.
You couldn't move to West Virginia.
I agree. Yeah, no doubt.
Do you feel like you've done all the duties now that you've been back in your role today at full capacity?
All of our duties? Like for the show?
All of Alex Strofe's duties for the show, for your show. Like have you fulfilled all of your duties?
I feel like I'm being tricked into something and I don't know what I didn't do.
Exactly.
What didn't I do?
You didn't do something. And
oh,
I'm not
right.
going to tell you.
It's
you're going to figure it out. You figure it out?
Wait a minute.
Yep.
It's something we do every Tuesday. We get together, we listen to a segment, and we try and get better.
It's on my calendar.
Oh, I mean, he's late on that quite a bit.
Yeah. And I'm
not this late, typically.
Yeah. So I'm done Tuesday morning. A little bit.
I mean, I was caught. Hand up, as you say, Bender.
Pat in the back.
Pat in the back. I've missed some of those emails, so I'm glad you reminded me.
Just pick a number 1 through...
Oh, here we go.
1 through 16.
14 for the
Brewers' winning
streak.
Oh, that's going to be a
down doozy. Goes Michael Bush! Freddie Peralta through 3. Cubs up 1-0, most importantly.
Wait. Who up 1-0?
The Brewers are up 1-0.
Okay.
Freddie Peralta through 3, but most importantly, as I'm about to mention, 39 pitches through 3.
Oh, good.
As Cade Horton, the rookie for the Cubs, was pulled through 2 1/3 with 61 pitches. So, knowing how taxed the Brewers' bullpen is, a great start today from Freddie would be very much a very pleasant gift to this team as they have a doubleheader
as
well.
Yeah, you got another one.
Got to play 2.
Chad Patrick's back. The guy with 2 names, first names.
Two first names. Patrick Chad Patrick. Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. Get us on the Carbless Talk and Text line, 800-990-3776. No Nortman, he'll be back soon. Micah Parsons, is this actually real? Ian Rappaport enters the conversation. I got a poll for you next segment, Strofe. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman.
And I'm like, you know what? Lola the Bunny was kind of strapped.
Yeah, okay, here's as far as I'm... all I'll be able to say is I get why Bugs was so love drunk over Lola. I get it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Saturday, that feeling's coming.
Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Bradley Nortman, allegedly scheduled to appear back on the show on Monday of next week. Strofe's running the show. UKBN Nation, as always, can get us on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Liss is more. 800-990-3776. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison, keeping you updated on all things Brewers Cubs doubleheader. But there was a rumor going around that there was a trade offer in place, potentially, with Micah Parsons.
Pretty Ricky, baby. Pretty Ricky is back, Strofe. You missed him, our boy.
Pretty Ricky, seemingly proven right on this one. Never an offer, but there were talks.
I love Pretty Ricky.
Rumors, schmoomers.
Well, what we're about to hear from Ian Rappaport is there was never an offer.
According to Ian Rappaport, but I'm pretty sure Pretty Ricky said there was something on the table.
I'm pretty sure we've been told not to reference Pretty Ricky on the air.
I'm just saying.
No, we have not. I haven't been told that.
Our program director joined the show last year and told us not to talk about Pretty Ricky.
But, Strofe, when I mentioned it at the start of this segment, I said there was a rumor.
Well, I didn't say
that
it was you.
There was an offer on the table.
I'm yelling at you.
I literally said his name in our meeting today. He said, how about Pretty Rappaport?
Yeah. So Ian Rappaport joined Pat McAfee. This is what Ian Rappaport had to confirm as a journalist of what's going on between the Green Bay Packers potentially and the Dallas Cowboys.
I would expect that the Packers would be among the teams interested. And I would say I would expect the Packers would be among the teams really interested.
Okay.
They have paid Jordan Love. They have a bunch of really good young players, but they haven't. There's some guys like Quay Walker. They have not paid Dak Dom. They paid, but they have money to spend, and they are really good. And so, like, that's the kind of team that I would say, if Micah was going to be traded, that he'd be going to, because it's like, we need one final piece. This guy is an absolute dog. He's worth all the money, so pay him all the money. Mm-hmm. I mean, God only knows what Mulugeta would make that contract. It'd be all of it.
Mm. Not only interested, really interested, according to Ian Rappaport, is what the Packers would be for Micah Parsons. Now, we can put it up on the poll because I've been very much of the camp that this isn't going to happen, because I still think the most likely scenario is that he just ends up working it out, even though he's pretty disgruntled in Dallas. What percent chance do you give Micah Parsons to the Packers? 0? 1 to 25? 26 to 50 or greater than 50, because it's hard for me to put something like this greater than 50%. 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking Text Line.
Yeah, I mean, it's 26 to 50% now. I mean, listen, this you could say what you want to say about somebody on social media saying there was an offer on the table, but once the big boys like Ian is talking about the fact that the Green Bay Packers should be a team that is looking into them, you got to follow the tea leaves, and this would be an excellent move. I've talked about it before. Ed Policy is new, and this is a great thing about new people and change, is when they come in, they want to establish themselves. They want to think about their legacy, and Ed Policy is thinking about his legacy, and with that, I feel like maybe he's not going to meddle too much, but he's going to ask questions about, hey, we should really check on this guy, we should check on that guy, and what are we waiting for? If we want to win championships, this guy can put us over the top. And when you look at how good that Micah Parsons has been, he has been a monster. We're talking about, oh, we hope Rashawn Gary's this, what Rashawn Gary is that. Do you realize that he has been in the league, I think, 3 or 4 seasons less than Rashawn Gary? And guess what? He has more sacks than Rashawn Gary. He's been top 3 for defensive player of the year 3 times, and he's only been in the NFL for 4 seasons. His rookie year, he was a defensive MVP finalist. His rookie year, he is an absolute animal. And the biggest thing about him,
you're talking like it's above the 50% right now, based off your excitement.
Well, Ed Policy needs to talk to Goody about this, because at the end of the day, is as Ian said, we have the money to be able to do this, right? What are we waiting for? This is a type of guy who is really a generational talent.
Here's a guy
that you don't often see potentially out there on the market, right? We clamored for T.J. Watt, and we talked about Myles Garrett, and what happened?
Hendrickson. The news is as well is that they're fielding offers again.
But the thing is Myles Garrett and T.J. Watt are elite. Trey Henderson is very, very good. Very good player. He's
Wait, but we can sack.
But he wasn't elite his entire career.
But he's also older, which he's doesn't 31, fit I think. The Packers' plans to pay somebody that much at that age.
T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett, they burst onto the scene. Those guys are Hall of Famers, right? Micah Parsons is in the same vein as those two guys. Those guys don't become available. They've been on the same team their entire career.
Why? It's because those teams value them. If Jerry Jones makes the mistake and not valuing Micah Parsons and thinking, oh, well, he's hurt a little bit, he's nicked up, he's banged up, bring that boy over here. I would love to have Micah Parsons on this team because he would make everybody on that defensive line so much better. He can be a game wrecker, man, and that could be the missing piece the Packers need in order to win a Super Bowl this year.
What percent chance do you think this actually happens, Micah Parsons to the Packers? 0%, 1 to 25, 26 to 50, or greater than 50? Kyle's in the 26 to 50, but he sure talked like it was greater than 50%.
Well, I mean, you got to know who we working with now. We work with Goody. Goody ain't never
saying
anything
wrong. You really got excited. Jamie/Jaime in Orlando says 25% tops.
Oh, come on, Jaime. Come on, let's get a little bit higher.
Goody doesn't trade picks and pay guys. That's the double whammy.
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, really quiet. Silent pause from you.
No, because here's the thing. I'm not going to challenge when people are being factual. That's very true. Like, we don't see him trading for guys, and I don't recall the Green Bay Packers in my lifetime trading for somebody and then giving them an extension. Like, I just haven't seen that happen. But you have to make some exceptions, and this could be the ultimate exception. He is Reggie White. Like, he legitimately will be our Reggie White. You were able to draft Clay Matthews, who was able to become a great player for you, but you haven't been able to find that type of guy yet. And so being able to get Micah Parsons can make a huge difference for this football team, this organization. But more importantly, you can lock him up for years to come. So now you talk about that championship window of Jordan Love. That window is even more wide open when you have your El Captain of the offense in Jordan Love and an up-and-coming bright star in Matthew Golden. And on the defensive side of football, you have Xavier McKinney and you have Micah Parsons. Dude, that team right there, that immediately puts the Green Bay Packers right behind the Philadelphia Eagles as the second best team in the NFC.
Stop dreaming, Kyle. Less than zero available because Goody isn't giving up draft picks and doesn't want to be proven wrong that his players he drafted aren't that good.
Do y'all care about draft picks? Like, for real, KBN Nation, I want to know, do you care about draft picks? Do you care about these first-round draft picks?
I think fans are more open to trading them than organizations are.
Organizations trade them all the time. The Philadelphia Eagles trade them.
I said organizations,
you mean the Packers?
Traditionally the Green Bay Packers.
Because look what the Eagles did. They traded for A.J. Brown, and guess what?
The Packers aren't the Eagles, dude.
But we should want to be the Eagles.
Well, they also had a quarterback and a rookie contract at that point. The Packers no longer have that.
But they won a Super Bowl after that, too.
They did. I'm not disagreeing with you. Obviously, that swing worked for them. I'm in agreement with you on that, but I think situationally it was a little bit different. To Rappaport's point, you do have the cap space. You definitely have the money available, but then that obviously leads to some other difficult decisions. You likely don't have Quay Walker after this year, though.
Who gives a damn?
That's a good response.
Quay Walker, he misses quite a few. I like Quay.
I truly believe, and maybe this is my fan brain speaking, you tell me, I think Edgerrin Cooper and Quay Walker have the potential to be the best 1-2 linebacker punch in the league.
You're a Packers fan. You can't go through all 32 other teams to figure out what their duels are. You're just a Packers fan.
I don't disagree.
That's what I'm saying. You're just close to it. You're close to it. That's simply what it is. They're not going to be the best 1-2 duel. Now, could they be great?
Now,
sure.
Yeah, and you have the evidence trove already against you. They're making Quay Walker play this season to figure out if they do want to extend him or not by not picking up his fifth-year option, giving him an out if he's not who they want him to be, which would be hard to be one of the best duos in the NFL
for that a second-year guy that you chose not to lock up.
No. I think it's more so if they were to lock him up. Rather, if they were to pick up the fifth-year option, it's a lot more expensive than maybe they can get him on a long-term deal. So this financially makes sense.
Not if they're the best linebacker duo in football. No, then it would have been smart to lock him in.
They might not be able to afford him, but also,
if Micah Parsons is on
this defense, they're not going to afford him either way. So
Packer is full force right now.
You should have heard me on Mr. Irrelevant today. Because they
won a preseason game, and you go Wally World?
The preseason game was awful.
I finally have energy for the first time in like a week because I'm not like super sick anymore. So you've lost your damn mind? I watched the entire preseason game, which was probably my first issue on Saturday, and I'm just so ready for football. I mean, I'm thinking, look, Bo Melton, he actually might be the best fourth quarterback in football.
Oh, God bless America. Oh, man. Someone who's been doing something a long time is Rich Eisen, and it will be the first time in over 20 years that Rich Eisen's going to anchor SportsCenter tonight.
Oh, wow.
Think about that.
I'm so excited for that.
Central Edition tonight.
You should run there.
Great. great This Is SportsCenter with Eisen when he with the boxer. He was like doing a live SportsCenter. They went to commercial break. They had what's his name? Lou, the trainer. Like slap him in the face. He's like, I can't go back out there. Boom, he's back out there. Rich Eisen, back with ESPN. Follow his stuff. He's gonna be on ESPN Radio, the Disney Plus and everything, the ESPN Extra, everything. Subscription service called, because I know we're going away from ESPN Plus.
It's called ESPN.
Yeah. ESPN. Rich Eisen, big part of it. Yeah, tune that's in. Correct. 10 Central tonight. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, no Brad Nortman. 0% chance is leading the poll right now.
You said what?
0% chance is leading the poll right
now. I'm sure, because listen, this is a fan base that has grown accustomed to the fact that this fan base has grown accustomed to the fact that we do not make moves. So hopefully we get surprised. If you said years ago that the Bucks would trade for Jrue Holiday, it would have been a 0% chance as well. So.
How do we think the Rich Eisen plug went there, Benny?
I think you should not send that to anyone internally.
I won't. Here, I would just say this. I saw the news this morning that Rich Eisen, this will be the first time in 20 years he's hosted SportsCenter.
I said that!
But like, for me, I'm 26.
Yeah, you were eating.
And I was already watching. That mic,
that
just
mic
broke.
Just dropped.
And nobody's
right
by it. There's ghosts. See, this is why I refer to the magic of the Brewers, man.
He hit the table.
Yeah, okay, it was.
He goes, I would like you to send that to nobody.
It was
please,
bad.
No.
It was bad.
It's wedding week. I want to have a good week.
You said. Well, I mean, you
so,
should.
You are on the show today and tomorrow, or excuse me, tomorrow and Wednesday, correct? You're off Thursday?
Yeah.
All right. My goal is to have at least two special guests per day the next 2 days.
Oh, you're going to do something cute for my wedding on the show?
I don't know if cute's the word.
Okay, great. Wheel of Strofe. Make it good and get out of this
Wheel
band already.
Wheel of Strofe.
Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible.
Wait, what?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
It's time now for our self-diagnosed doctor. You can bring that in here. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Alex Stroh, who has had kidney stones self-diagnosed, bronchitis self-diagnosed.
Now stop it. You self-diagnosed yourself before and you led the doctor believe that you also had it.
800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and text line. This is more. Let's hit the Wheel of Stroh.
It's time for the
Wheel of Stroh.
Another day, another buckaroonie on the Wheel of Stroh as Ben gets a sign taped to his chest that says, yes, it's a big week.
Literally, when I went upstairs during the break, somebody goes, hey, big week, huh? And I was like, that's it, I'm done.
Who said it?
Michael Spalding, content director, 620
WTMJ. Oh, we love Spalds, though.
Love him, but it was the straw that broke the camel's back.
I hear you on that.
I mean, yeah, it's a little different when you work with the love of your life.
Wheel of Stroh!
I concur.
That should be on the wheel. I don't know how y'all do it. Don't know how. That's too much.
You know what?
Let's talk about it.
You know, let's talk about that. Huh? You want to talk about it?
Talk about it.
Because I love my baby, but let me tell you.
So, I guess my girlfriend also works here. So,
really?
I don't know if we've ever explicitly said that on the air, though.
What? My fiance's worked here. Yeah.
Yeah, so
you poop where you eat, both of you?
Yes, we both poop where we eat.
See, but I don't look at it that way. I think we eat
where we poop.
Where we poop.
Yeah. Yeah, look at it that way. So, I've never, and I don't know for you, I guess. You guys have been together quite a bit longer than we have. We've been together a little over a year and a half.
Yeah, we've had a daughter together for a year and a half.
I guess I don't know how long you guys were together before then, because it was a secret for a long time, at least, because I lived in Madison.
Oh, wow. Y'all
have a secret. There was some on-off, yeah.
No, it was a secret that y'all were together.
I have never...
People didn't know.
I guess where I find peace, Kyle, is I have never worked directly with her. Like, she works for a different team than, like, I work for ESPN Milwaukee. She works for a different team.
Oh, stop.
So no, it's this is the same thing.
Like, so I don't,
my fiance
I don't,
works
not
on the other side of the
her.
Office.
But y'all interact with the
point,
same people.
At one point, she did have something to do with, like, some sales assets that I'm a part of, and, like, we'd be in meetings, and it was...
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, because of
course I would struggle with that.
This whole thing's weird. The best man in my wedding is also
your boss.
My boss's boss.
Good old scales, though.
Who I did a show with, who also like knows my fiance. They work together, and we were all in meetings together, and it was very weird. that was weird.
It should be fun. You can be lighthearted. You can say things.
No, but like it's also business. So,
yeah,
like, you gotta, you
business
know?
Is fun when you have pleasure with it. Obviously, you both know that.
But we met. Like, we met a while, like, 2019.
Oh, wow.
But at a work event.
At a work event, but I didn't know who the hell she was.
Did you know she worked for the team at that time?
No, I didn't know who she was.
You just spotted her from across the room?
That's exactly what happened to me.
We laid eyes, and
yeah,
she couldn't take her eyes off.
She couldn't take it. But did she know who Ben Bruss was?
No. No
well,
idea.
She didn't know who Ben Bruss
no
was.
No idea. Then the pandemic hit, so we were away from each other for like a year and a half, 2 years. And then I moved to Milwaukee in 2021. She moved from St. Louis to here, and then we reconnected, and the rest is history.
Listen, let this be a lesson, okay? If you get mad at this, then you can dump it. Don't let your current situation mess up the love of your life.
What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying. Don't let nobody out. That's for anybody out here. This man was in love. He knew in 2019 when he laid eyes on his future Mrs. Bruss, he said, oh my gosh, I'm going to marry her.
Well,
I don't know if that would be.
You were a little bit too immature, but your body told you.
No,
that's what your body told you.
That's what your body told you. That's what his body told
him. That is what his body told him.
That's what my body told him. My mind was not mature enough. I mean, she wouldn't care if I said this. I mean, it was a college game day in Wisconsin. That's where love is found. We were making out behind the toppers.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Time out. Was this after on duty or off duty?
Clearly off duty.
Off duty.
Clearly. Why else would they be outside of a toppers?
Where was toppers at?
Regent Street, late night.
After the game?
Yeah.
Wow. Doubted. Just nasty. But y'all knew y'all worked for each other. Y'all all are nasty.
It's a very similar story for me, but I'm not getting married this week, so.
You gonna save your story for your wedding week.
Sure. Yeah.
Big week.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I have nothing to hide
I
now.
Mean, it's happening. Look, y'all done had a baby. You getting married. Everybody
You know what? Had Elizabeth listened to Scowls on Brust at that point?
She did.
No. Mm-hmm. She said you just said she didn't know who you were.
Oh, not prior to us meeting.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
While we were away from each other and I was seeing somebody else.
That's why I'm saying don't let your current situation get in the way of you finding the love of your life.
Were you single during the Toppers incident?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Made that sound like it worked.
No. Now, why would you say even
because
if you
Because he
wasn't,
said he was seeing someone
a bad friend.
Yo, look at this man. This is what he dry stitching, even though there's nothing to stitch about.
He just said, although I was seeing somebody else.
In between. You got to listen.
Follow. Kyle got it.
Damn.
Even if you can't follow, try and follow. Even though it's all fine, but gosh.
I ain't telling him nothing.
You can't.
You can't tell him.
What did I do?
Loose Lips McGee over there.
I'm not stitching.
You just said, wait.
For the boys. That's what it is.
You don't ask this man on radio. Wait a minute. No, this man is on radio in front of a lot of people who are listening and watching.
Which is why I'm clarifying.
No, you didn't need to clarify. You didn't need to say all that. Talk about, so wait, were you talking to somebody else?
You were double dipping? What's wrong with you?
No, he didn't say that. He said in between.
You can play the tape back. I didn't say that because that's not what happened.
Strofe is he messy.
Why do you think there's been times I've kicked him out of our show prep room and he gets mad because I tell people things that I don't want him to hear?
The funniest thing is one time you kicked him out the room and like a couple days later he got told something and then he spilled it within hours.
Yes, you did. You got loose lips, buddy.
Oh,
a sink ship.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was bad on me. I can wear that one.
After literally being upset.
Hey, you were guilty too.
No, you dragged me down. You sure did. I was like, oh, dang it.
He has no problem doing that. This has been a fun Wheel of Strofe. Any other brain busters about my relationship before
I
get married?
It's been a Wheel of Kyle. You got anything else?
No, I mean, that one, I just, you know, because he said he works with his fiance, and it just seems rough. And when I say that, like, for me, I go home, and I cannot wait to get home to debrief with baby girl and just tell her my whole, you know, everything that I went through. She's not here this week, so I'm going to be very lonely.
You stay at the parents' house?
Give me a call. Wednesday night, I'm going there.
Give me a call. During wedding week, I'll say this though, Kyle.
The nice part is when I'm debriefing, I don't have to explain the characters in the story. Whereas, like,
yes,
somebody that doesn't work for us, they would have no idea what I'm talking about.
You have to talk even deeper. And
right. I'd have to explain who Kyle Wallace is. When I get home, I can just say, oh, well, Kyle pissed me off today like he does every day.
Well, they already know all the characters after the first time. And then the best thing, when they get to see the characters, they're like,
yeah,
oh.
That's the thing. They see the characters as well. They see you, the character, in the flesh every day.
Then they have their own opinions.
Ben, I'm really sorry about that a few months ago, by the way.
Dude, it's been out of my mind for the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, but I felt so guilty about that for so long.
Oh.
It wasn't that big of a deal. But like, it proved you right that you can't tell me things, and that made me upset.
I know.
Yeah, but like, you and I work so closely, I feel like you should be able to tell me things.
No!
No!
I think I'm getting better.
Well, I don't know.
But here's the thing. In 4 years, maybe you'll be there.
I don't want to wait for 4 years.
Well, actions over words, buddy. Because right now your words are hurting you.
Well, I'm going to take my pants off for you on Friday.
You know, I got asked if I was going to take my pants off at the wedding. And I was like, what are you talking about? I'm not participating in that. It's gross.
The last song of the night, Piano Man, Wisconsin basketball tradition.
A lot of legs.
You drop your pants. I dance with my wife in the middle and everyone around in a circle.
So wait, all these men with their pants at their ankles in front of your wife?
Yeah.
So many thoughts just went through my mind. I'm just going to keep them there. Y'all some weirdos.
So you will not be participating?
No.
Why not? Everyone who doesn't participate. You'll be the only one.
He just said something in my ear. You cannot say that on the radio.
I know exactly what he's trying to say. And I think the rest of the audience could probably figure it out.
Nasties. But I'm going to be there, though.
Kyle, you're not naked.
What happened?
What do you mean?
Durbin, homer, left center, 2-0.
Brewers!
Brewers. How about that play Caleb Durbin made yesterday?
Dog. You got folks on the Reds who can't complete a double play, and then you have Durbin literally bobble, catch, throw out, man. It's ridiculous.
Kyle, how much money do I have to pay you to participate in Piano Man?
$150.
Okay.
That's how much I'm giving Ben.
That's your wedding gift? That's how much I'm giving Ben, too.
Yeah. I'll drop my drawers for $150. Now, I can be bought.
Okay. There needs more context. You're dropping your pants, not your drawers.
Oh, did I say drawers?
Get out of here.
Yes.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I was like, it's the 4-1-4 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who like got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Through five. Freddy Peralta, one hit, three walks, six Ks, 84 pitches. My guess is that they're going to throw him out there. It is going to be 2-3-4 in the bottom of the sixth, but you got to give him a chance to get through that sixth, knowing how many arms you used over the weekend, and this is a doubleheader. 2-0 Brewers right now over the Cubs. Vaughn Perkins, Freelick Dew. It's Kyle Brustin Nortman with the UKVA Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line list is more. Get us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Now, Kyle got away this weekend, got to hang with the family, head out to Denver. And, you know, you got a cousin that we've talked about before. He used to be a linebacker for the Wisconsin Badgers, went over to Michigan State, transferred, and he's trying to make the Denver Broncos.
He is. Shout out to my little cousin, Jordan Turner. Went down to Denver to watch him compete. Boy, I tell you, Sean Payton knows how to run an organization, tell you that much. They got a personality. They want to beat everybody. And, and he performed well, and we're very excited about him.
You're doing the I'm really humble thing. Let's get a raw reaction, because we know We know that Kyle isn't just this cool, calm, collected guy, as we've had videos of him reacting to Kenny Clark get drafted. Really? Well, his cousin made a great sack, and he recorded it on his phone. Take a listen to this passion. No sounds, Strophe.
We're passionate folks, man. We're passionate folks. You hear my mom in the background.
Yeah! That's what I'm talking about, boy!
Did she say that because you said that?
Probably. She's not a sports. She's not a sports galley like that. But she absolutely loves her little
Kyle
nephew.
Stroh thinks you lie about your cousins.
I don't know why Stroh thinks I lie. He literally said, "Now, is this your real cousin?"
Yeah, he was like,
"Everybody,
how are you related?"
Cousin.
Yeah, Kyle gave you way too good of an answer. I just been like, "It's my cousin. It's one
but
of my
Ben,
parents."
You've hung out with Kyle enough. This guy's got 300 cousins.
Okay.
That's the way a family tree works. Wait a minute. That's the way families work, Stroh. You have three. You probably got 300 cousins. Who knows? You might be one of the kissing cousins from Denmark.
Whoa. That was an unnecessary shot.
I mean, you never know.
No, I have 8 cousins.
No, you have more than that. You legitimately,
but
your
when you talk
tree.
About cousins, do you talk about second cousins as cousins?
Yes, I mean, I can't decipher.
I don't talk
all that.
To my second cousins.
I can't decipher all that. My grandparents had family members, and they had cousins, and then I mean, we know each other. What am I supposed to do?
So your your family's much more tight knit than mine, is I guess the point I'm making. I talk to my immediate cousins. I don't even talk to all my immediate cousins. My aunt has two kids, my other aunt has two kids, and my uncle has three
kids.
Seven.
I had trouble figuring out my immediate cousin's last name since they remarried.
Shows you how close they are, Kyle.
I was Googling when we were doing the list back at a coffee shop like 6 months ago.
Sounds like they deserve an invite.
I know that they were like their original name, but once they marry us,
well,
like,
of course you know their original name. Brust. Spoiler alert.
Or the mom's side name.
When did they become this?
Become what?
That's what you said.
I knew that. I just I couldn't remember.
Were you at those weddings?
Yeah. Like right now.
That's crazy. Crazy.
Hey, welcome to the Smith wedding. You're like, yeah, I don't remember.
No, I'm trying to, like, one of my cousins, obviously female, married a male. What? Got it. Blackburn. So then Kyle made this outrageous statement during the break.
Oh, yeah. I said my cousin, Junior Parker, is like one of the godfathers of rock and roll. He like helped invent rock and roll.
How can a cousin be a godfather?
He's like a godfather.
How old
of rock
is
and
this
roll?
Cousin? 75?
Well, I'll have
What's
you know.
What's his name?
I'll have you know, Junior Parker died years ago. And if you heard of somebody named Elvis Presley, there's a song called Mystery Train by Elvis Presley. Anybody
he died
heard
in 1971.
He died a long time ago.
That's
he
your
still,
cousin?
Still, what do you mean my cousin? Yeah, he's my cousin.
That's not your cousin.
He's older than your parents.
That's my grandpa's cousin.
That would be your
eighth cousin.
Uncle.
That's my no. How would my grandpa's cousin be my uncle? Make that make sense. make that make sense.
That's a really good point.
Huh? No, that's
no,
my cousin.
The point remains. He died when Stroh?
He died
1971.
I'm not laughing at
you laughing at my cousin who's like, thanks to him, thank you to him because y'all, and I say y'all, I mean America, wouldn't have Elvis Presley if it wasn't for my cousin, Junior Parker. Look it up. Look it up.
You said you just learned this?
I just learned this weekend. One of my
you're
my,
very defensive.
Really close with your cousins.
Well, he's dead, so I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know, but the crazy thing is this.
He was also dead for like 25 years
before
you were born.
So we were down in Detroit. We were down in Denver, but I got family who lives in Denver as well. And so my cousin, older cousin, she just got married. She's like 55. She just got married to this guy who he loved blues and all this. And he said, you know, your cousin's with one of the pioneers of rock and roll. I said, really? He said, yeah, Junior Parker. He gave the song, you know, the song Mystery Train that he gave to Elvis Presley. That was his song. He gave it to Elvis. Yeah, he worked with Elvis Presley. And I said, really? I said, Dad, you didn't tell me I had a cousin named Junior Parker who's like a godfather of rock and roll? He said, oh, yeah, we know Junior. I said, what do you... We know Junior. Yeah, he used to come over to the house all the time when he was traveling in Chicago. 16, is this him?
Wait, my cousin. This is him or Elvis Presley?
This is him. This is Junior Parker Mystery Train.
Look at my cousin.
Is he like well known?
He's got a Wikipedia page.
Does anybody know Junior Parker? 800-990-3776. Kyle didn't know him before yesterday, but apparently it's his cousin.
He's in the Blues Hall of Fame as well as the Mississippi Musicians
Come
Hall
on.
Of Fame.
Damn. Come on, I told y'all.
The Blues Hall of
I
Fame?
I tried to tell y'all.
I'm still confused by the relation.
He died at age 39.
Yeah, it's my grandpa's cousin. My grandpa's little cousin. He ain't come up, get food.
He moved to Chicago for a little bit.
He died in Blue Island, Illinois.
Yes.
It's adding up.
Why would I lie? Why would I lie?
I still don't know how he's your cousin.
I never said you were lying. He's not your cousin. He's your grandpa's cousin.
So y'all do realize. So what would that make him to me? If my grandpa's cousin
like
is
a tenth cousin.
Okay, but you said tenth, and what's the word after that?
I mean, it's a technicality.
No, it's not.
Here's what I'm learning. Is Kyle is more of a believer in the family tree than everybody else in the world.
Ooh, listen to my cousin sing. Look at him, he's playing the blues, but Hall of Famer, baby.
I like this.
Yeah, and Elvis Presley. So this song didn't take off with him, but then they changed it up and they used a riff from one of his other songs, and they gave it to Elvis in Mystery Train by Elvis. There you go. You're welcome, America. You're welcome. Ooh, listen to that boy sing.
I'm listening. It's your cousin, your 20th cousin.
It is. Play the Elvis version at some point.
We'll be back in 2 minutes.
How is he your cousin?
He's not, but he is.
That is my cousin.
It's not, but he is. Let's just go with that. We're going to lose this battle, Strofe. Kyle's going to go to war for his cousin he just found about this weekend. I looked up the Potawatomi odds for the Packers-Lions game. Because, all the injuries had me thinking, did that line move? It did. I'll tell you how much and how much confidence you should have in week 1 as the Brewers are threatening against the Cubs. In 2 minutes, we'll be back.